This is the Star Wars Report's continuing coverage of DragonCon 2012.
We're here with Mr. Richard Hatch. Welcome to DragonCon. Of course, I should be saying that. This is my first year.
Well, you're doing a good job. Sounds like you know what you're doing.
So say we all.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Star Wars Report Podcast. We're so glad that you've decided to tune in. Guess what this is? Bethany's fiddling with her mic. Guess what this is? This is our day one coverage, or at least day one podcast. We're not quite doing as much the daily coverage thing, but this is the Star Wars Report's daily coverage of DragonCon 2012. We're so glad that you've decided to tune in. Recorder's going, Bethany, and I've mentioned you twice now, so I'll just introduce you. My sister, Bethany Blanton. Welcome to the show.
Hey, greetings, everyone. I'm glad to be back. So, yeah, day one. How have you liked it so far?
Day one. It's been good. I'm trying to compare it to last year. I honestly can't even really remember what happened chronologically last year. But
yeah,
we've had,
I remember last year well, but not chronologically, certainly.
Yeah. So we're hanging out here on the second level of the Marriott Hotel. Found a spot that, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, is somewhat quiet.
Ish, quiet-ish.
Kind of, a little
quiet
bit.
Quiet for DragonCon. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, so what we're doing is basically just having a little conversation each day here on the floor, talking about thoughts that pop to our head from being here, what kind of panels we've been to. Because this event, DragonCon for us, has not really been particularly much of a Star Wars event, as much as it's been more we've indulged our other interests as well.
Yes.
Believe it or not.
Yes, indeed.
In fact, we started the day off with the Battlestar Galactica panel, and then we had a Hobbit panel. I don't know if I'm going in order, but we had the Hobbit panel that we went to, and then the Meet the Star Wars Authors. So a lot of great and fantastic programming. You could just say on air, Bethany, what are you looking at?
I see people in suits from head to toe.
Oh,
and.
Yeah.
They caught my eye.
There are some odd costumes here, I will tell you that. And we'll be posting photos very regularly to the website and to
yes.
the Facebook page. So you guys should be
yes, indeed.
Tuning into that. So how have you enjoyed the first day, Bethany? Is it any different than it was last year?
I'd say that it's, in a way, less overwhelming, certainly, because I'm
sure.
familiar with the atmosphere.
Sure,
so
yeah.
it's easier to get running. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
To hit the con floor running.
Yeah, we more or less hit the con floor running. In fact, we came yesterday to pick up our tickets, and we were just going to literally just pick them up and head back to where we were staying. But, and mainly because we didn't really feel the need to go exploring. But believe it or not, we did get turned around once or twice.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, and I think
but we're kind of figured it out by now.
Sometimes that just happens when you're in a crowd and you can't see any signs. You can barely
where's the
see
sun?
Around you.
Well, see, you know, CAP cadet, Air Force training, and I'm thinking, all right, where's the sun? Where's north? yeah. So it's been a good day, though, and I've certainly enjoyed the Star Wars Authors panel was the only Star Wars-specific one that we did. But, the Battlestar, as expected, was very good. Kitty Sackhoff was really awesome. And that was probably one of the highlights of the day for me.
Yes. Was that the first panel we went
yes.
to? All right. Kitty Sackhoff, yeah, she was definitely a highlight. Jamie Bamber was good on the panel, and Richard Hatch, we interviewed him last year at Dragon Con. He was there, and that was neat. But Katie just brings hilarity wherever she goes, I believe.
Yeah.
Quite the
comedian. And I forgot to mention Richard Dean Anderson had a panel and we were there, and that's the first time he has been to Dragon Con, and it was pretty obvious. He's a little
yeah.
the
no,
one and only
for,
MacGyver
for
himself
have, yeah.
yeah yeah he's and of course now I have to show my Stargate knowledge O'Neill Jack O'Neill
yes Jack O'Neill
ah I hardly even watched that show.
He seemed really nervous, though, on the panel. I think it's his first panel or anything he's done like that before.
Yeah.
Dragon Con, you got a whole huge crowd of people, some of them in super weird costumes, all screaming with excitement to see you.
Yep. It can be kind of overwhelming.
Yes, it can.
I wouldn't know what that's like.
The difference between one huge difference between Dragon Con and Celebration is we're sitting here and you see Harry Potter walk by and Hermione. You see G.I. Joe walk by. You see a random goth walk by.
Yep.
You see a...
We could just sit here for 20
Mario.
Minutes and describe costumes.
Yeah, we could
and
see
then
Mario
we have,
with a machine gun. That was kind of creepy.
Yeah, we've got Professor Snape.
It was really neat seeing Richard Dean Anderson. I've enjoyed MacGyver before.
Well, you brought up the contrast between Dragon Con and Star Wars Celebration, which, of course, we just came back from last week. So this year we're actually doing two weekends in a row, staying busy. You know, people always several times have said, "You crazy people, you're insane." But I don't really treat conventions like other people do, where you just run until you're raw and can't go anymore. I can't enjoy a convention like that.
We push it to that as close to possible because we would like to enjoy the conventions and go to panels and talk to people and hang out with friends, but at the same time, we're covering it, we're doing episodes, we're posting pictures, we're making show notes. So
we
definitely stay busy, but we're not the type to stay up all night and party.
Pull all-nighters every night, and just I'll make it to Monday and sleep in, which is not exactly what we're going to do here. And that helps the experience a whole lot. But let's see. I actually took a couple notes. I want to talk about the Star Wars Authors panel for a minute. But before we do that, I wanted to bring up something. Oh, yeah, we were talking about the contrast with Celebration here. Dragon Con needs stage hosts.
Oh, yes.
That's one thing that works really well at Star Wars Celebration is that all the main stages have, or all the big areas that fit large amounts of people, have specific hosts for that stage. And their job is to warm up the crowd, say hello, do all the interviews, make happen what they're hosts. They're hosting. They're being the late night style host of the show. And that works really well. James Arnold Taylor did a fantastic job, absolutely stellar job at Star Wars Celebration doing that. But here, it's just unfortunate because you have some of the greatest entertainers in the science fiction and fantasy genre. I mean, there's no bones about it. Some of the best in the business, Richard Dean Anderson. But you get into an area where it's just an awkward 5 minutes of people setting up and everybody just talking amongst themselves. Where's the music to get people pumped up?
DragonCon, one thing about the lines is you get circled outside, you get circled around hotel buildings, across the street and down
across the street,
way.
Around the next building, spiral around, hither and thither throughout downtown Atlanta. Yes.
Yes. And you're outside, and while I don't find it too hot, people who aren't from the South or aren't from a fairly hot region will find Atlanta in August, September hot. So...
Yeah,
that's one thing.
It's not bad though.
I don't think it's bad.
To late 80s. But
they do put us inside. They start seating us about 20 minutes
that's
before.
True. At least they do
so
that.
At least you can get into the panel on time.
Which was not as much the case with Celebration, but that was just pure oversight failure on the organizers at Celebration's fault. But at
the same time, at Celebration, you had stage hosts who would. You know, they know the feel of the crowd. Are they getting impatient or are they, you know, what exactly do they want? Have they all been through the same old tired warm-up techniques, you know? So
sure.
You have live DJs, for instance.
Yeah.
DJ
Which
Elliot.
Which would make a huge difference, yeah. And that I would actually look forward to getting into a panel early because I know we could sit down and it'd be some genuine goofiness and fun and just, you know, just enjoying themselves overall.
Yeah.
But I want to do that. And so let's jumping to Star Wars. I want to talk about the Meet the Authors panel, which we did record. And all the panels I mentioned we recorded with the exception of the Hobbit one. And I will be doing my best to bring either highlights of those as well as the panels that we recorded at
I don't think you told them about the Hobbit one, actually. We did go to a Hobbit panel that was basically just a roundup of news and everything about
the Hobbit movie.
And where it is currently.
Which was a lot of fun.
Yes.
But with the Meet the Star Wars Authors panel, it's very entertaining, very interesting, but it was actually something very fascinating happened to us. So we were on, you were live tweeting it, actually, In fact, we had the laptop out, and you were live tweeting the panel. Having a great time doing it. It was a lot of fun, but there was one moment, and I'm pretty sure all the recording caught it, but I want to recount it here as well. There was one moment where in the line of people asking questions, rotating through, there was a mom who stood up there and just said she wanted to say a thank you to these authors because her young son did not like reading, did not want to learn to read, and it was damaging his grades in school. And he got into Star Wars books. That was a way that he first got the idea that reading could be fun. And the way it came across, it was obvious that she was very moved to be in the presence of these authors, not because she liked Star Wars. I actually doubt that she was as big of a fan as most of the people in that room when they were saying, so, will there be a trilogy of books on the Fells? You know, that's the typical question you get in an EU panel. But this mother actually really genuinely was thankful that they wrote these fun science fiction things. And that launched into some great stories that Mike Stackpole recounted and Timothy Zahn recounted about it was specifically Zahn was talking about how back in the day, authors were, until Zahn, who wrote the genre books or the Star Wars or
what they called media tie-in books.
Yeah, exactly. So and those were the dredge of society in terms of authors. That was the worst, lowest you could be. You're cheap. Sold out.
He didn't say that.
No, Zahn basically said as much that.
No, he said
that with the uppity areas of authors who look down upon it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say. So that was definitely a factor that was a result of that question. But it was very profound, very, very great moment in the panel. My favorite moment, actually, probably of today, was that sequence. And it really, people, it's like, it just got real. You know, it's one of those moments where it's one of those times when you realize why you like Star Wars or why you like science fiction and what it means to you.
Something I really liked, too, was... So Rebecca Moesta and Kevin J. Anderson were both inducted into the Rebel Legion as honorary members, and that was a really nice moment.
Yeah, that was good. But I do want to rewind. The reason I brought that moment up because at that same time, it was remarkable. I can't even think of the right word. It was timely, I guess, is the best word I can come up with. On our Twitter stream. Someone pops up a question about something that was when we mentioned Mike Stackpole or Aaron Alston. They're both
we had mentioned Kevin J. Anderson and actually Hashi Station Radio had tweeted about it. So we retweeted them. And they mentioned how Kevin J. Anderson has studied physics and mathematics and that sort of thing.
That's correct, and that's how he got his career started. Would you stall for a moment, Bethany? No, I'm laughing. But but could you recount more specifically the question? And there's a reason I say that, because I'm pulling up Twitter But he mentioned his career, and that was Kevin J. Anderson, correct?
Oh, right. Yes.
He says, "Harumph." I'm going to quote this.
Who? Is this Kevin J. Anderson?
Thank you. This is from somebody on Twitter. I won't name the name, but he says, "Harumph. Starships flying through black hole clusters, all right. Basically, I give up. I can't read. But I will say this. He said, maybe you can ask him how it doesn't make any sense with the physics, because, such and such happened, it was stupid, it didn't make any sense.
He made a blatant statement about how Kevin J. Anderson messed up all the physics in all of his Star Wars books, basically.
Kevin J. Anderson ruined physics in Star Wars. To which point I'm saying, and Tashi Station, I didn't even bother to reply, but Tashi Station had a great reply about, basically it was just... It's Star Wars.
In a galaxy,
they make fighter aircraft maneuvers in the vacuum of space. It's not supposed to always make perfect sense.
Yeah.
And in the panel, they talk about how you do little tricks to figure out how make it look realistic without it having to be realistic, and how that it's important for the audience to buy it, not for it to be perfectly scientifically accurate. But that was my point.
When you're writing in a universe like that. And you're an author facing these questions, what do you do when you say, how do spaceships maneuver in thus and such?
Yeah.
Or well, how do black holes work in the Star Wars universe?
So long and short of it is, the reason I talk about all that is to say that tweet came in right at the moment this lady was speaking so respectfully and thankfully to the Star Wars authors
and she
for transforming her son's life.
Yes.
She was breaking up into tears, meaning bloop, Twitter notification. And this is why I've become increasingly not bitter. I'm sure this guy has is a nice fellow and has legitimate complaints or maybe, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and
whatever.
The same person that tweeted at us because we were continually live tweeting the panel and they really liked a couple other things that we tweeted.
Sure.
So.
But my point is this. The anonymity of the internet has really, since last Dragon Con, I've not become bitter, but I've become so much realized how important it is to be a positive force. And to whatever is good, whatever is right, whatever that element of Star Wars and that element of the community is what needs to be focused on and shared with the Star Wars Report. So that's what you guys can expect to hear from our continuing. I'm losing my voice. From our continuing daily Dragon Con coverage, this has been a fun episode. We're just about a little over 15 minutes in. Any wrapping up? Anything else you want to add, Bethany, before we go?
Yeah, I did want to mention we went through the Walk of Fame and met a couple of stars there.
Yes, yes.
One really funny thing that happened was we met Craig Parker, who you guys might know from either Legend of the Seeker, Lord of the Rings, or Spartacus.
Or Haldir from Lord of the Rings.
I said that.
I was too busy singing.
Yes, you were. And so Riley introduced us, and he was very nice.
Yes, he was. Very nice.
And then you said...
Oh! I can't believe you brought this up.
Oh, I have to bring it up. This is funny.
All right, so I'm just going to peel back the curtain. We were going to ask him for an interview. There are a number of people we've been asking for interviews. I don't know if it'll pan out, but he's very positive about it. We'll put it that way. I'll just end it there. But, however, I'm trying to be ask for an interview Riley self, where I walk up and I'm very, hey, how are you doing? My name's Riley. It's my sister Bethany. We're having a good time.
Positive.
Loved your panel this morning. Loved your role in this and that. Hey, we do a podcast or we do internet radio, since some people don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But I was doing all that. But in the midst of this, I am focused. I'm going to be, by George, I'm going to be the most friendly, outgoing, awesome person he meets that day. Because he is going to get, because we're going to have a great conversation with him, and it's going to be on the podcast. It's going to be awesome. Right?
Yeah.
Riley's positive. Thinking positive. You have to get into his zone. Because it's easy, for me to be intimidated. So I kind of have to lock into this. But anyway, in the midst of this, I can't believe myself. I say it. The one word, y'all. And he picked it up. And he said, did you just say y'all?
Keep in mind, Craig Parker is from New Zealand.
He's from New Zealand.
This is his first time
in
Atlanta.
He's laughing. He basically pointed at me. He's like, ha ha, that's hilarious. You just said y'all. And I was like, slap myself in the face. But yeah, I ran with it.
Oh, it was so funny that his face practically lit up.
If we do the interview this weekend with him, I need to incorporate y'all.
We need to consistently refer to...
How y'all doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank y'all for listening to the Star Wars Report. Y'all come back now. And I never say... Bethany, I rarely say y'all.
I know. It's... While we have lived off and on in the South...
Listeners know this.
We don't usually use too strong of a Southern accent.
Now, but I'll tell you guys what. I'm really pleased you guys decided to tune in to Star Wars Apart.
I'm not sure what that was.
I don't either. That wasn't even a good accent. But yeah, we are in the works for some interviews. Hopefully we'll get those. We're doing more panel recordings, more great coverage. Stay tuned to StarWarsReport.com. Follow us at Star Wars Report on Twitter. We're tweeting up a storm. And of course you can email us StarWarsReport@gmail.com. But before we go, I almost forgot. I cannot forget our sponsor for this episode and for our continuing Dragon Con support, Toya.com.
I'm pretty sure their name has never been said like that before.
I think that needs to be a running thing. We do want to thank Toy Hut for their continuing support of the Star Wars Report and our coverage of Dragon Con. Click on the show notes for this episode. I think it's 56, depending on how we do the numbering and the releasing. It might be 57. But be sure to go to the show notes for this episode or any of the episodes we released during Dragon Con or in the weeks after, and click on the banner and the little link we have there and go do some awesome Star Wars toy shopping. Having said that, peace out. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you guys very soon back from the floor of Dragon Con 2012. Dropping the mic.